This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
G'day, Richard.
Hi, Paul, and hello to all the wonderful people who support our podcast.
Thank you. Yes, indeedy, and we do thank them for that. And, of course, not only is it heard by people in the Douglas Shire, but through your website and your Facebook and your tweeting and all that, it's heard by a lot more people, which is absolutely wonderful. Now, let's talk about VPNs. First of all, a VPN is?
Virtual Private Network. So imagine, Paul, that you're away and you want to log on to the work computer, and you don't want anybody else to see that you're accessing the work computer. So it's like a big tunnel that goes along and creates a little network between you and your work computer. Now, a lot of people come along and say, well, VPNs, and VPNs advertise this as well, they will keep you safer on the internet. Got to say, Paul, if you go to the wrong website, you're still going to go to the wrong website. So, you know, again, security is up to you. There are a lot of free VPN apps around. Would advise you never ever use them, because currently there are about 20 million users of VPNs have just had all their details leaked online because they're so bad.
Oh, dear.
Now, that's the users such as your email address, your name as well, your home address, your password that you used, and other identifying information. So you got what you paid for if you used a free VPN. Now, in my opinion, you don't really need a VPN unless you're in business and, say, you're at an airport, which none of us are at the moment, and you want to access and you're using a public Wi-Fi there. I wouldn't do that. I'd just use the connection on my phone, which is encrypted. Or you want to access, let's say, Netflix in another country because you claim you've watched everything on Netflix. Good luck to you if you say you have. Because I don't believe you for a starter as well.
So, boy, there's a lot of stuff on Netflix, mate.
There is. So if you're going to use a VPN, do your research. You'll have to pay, you know, use one of the big ones like NordVPN. They can get quite expensive, though. So, but free VPNs, stay clear of them.
Hey, I'm watching a new comedy series on Netflix.
Right, which one, Paul?
It's called Schitt's Creek.
You can't say that on the on the podcast. It's all right.
No, but it's on. No, not just that. It's Schitts, and that is actually a name, proper surname, because the producers of this this series, you know, as soon as they presented it to the network that were going to do it, they said, "Oh, you can't." And they said, "Well, hang on, here's a phone book with the name Schitt in it," and there it is. There's a whole lot of Schitts in the phone book. I thought I could say that without laughing.
Yeah, no, it's never going to happen. It's like, you know, have you ever been to Pennsylvania?
I have.
Have you ever been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania?
No, I haven't.
I have actually been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania. What a wonderful town over there. So, yes.
Intercourse. And of course, and I cannot say it on the radio, but there's another one starting with F that's in Austria.
Yeah, well, there we go. So, yes.
And we won't mention that one. But but Schitt's Creek, it's fantastic. And Eugene Levy, or Levy, is the star.
Oh, he's very funny.
Yeah, well, he was in, what was he in? Very famous movie.
The American Pie series.
American Pie. Well, him and his gay son plays his gay son in the actual series, wrote this thing and produced this thing, and they've got their daughter in it as well, and it's a little town called Schitt's Creek. And what happened?
Oh.
Yeah, and he's a very rich man through video stores, and he made multi millions of dollars, and he lived in a mansion, and then suddenly they lost everything with a bad business partner who took everything, but he had one thing left. He owned Schitt's Creek.
There we go.
And now they go back to Schitt's Creek. You should check out Schitt's Creek.
I should check out Schitt's Creek as well. One of the things, have you ever seen, I think it's called The Trouble with Missy on Netflix. It's a movie.
Yes.
Yeah, avoid it like the plague. It's terrible.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Let's go from Schitt's Creek to the peril of not keeping up your information, keeping it up to date.
I had a client contact me with an iPhone, and what happens is every time she logged into her iPhone, it asked her for authorization for two-factor authentication, which we encourage everybody to go along and do. So two-factor authentication is where you give people like Apple, Microsoft, Google your mobile phone number so that if you go along and somebody guesses your password, they will send a code back. Means that nobody can go along get into your device without that code.
Great
idea. Good idea. However, she'd done a few things wrong. So every time she tried to access the phone, this came up. She put a password in. She'd wait for the code. The code never arrived. So she was getting puzzled by this. Turns out that when she activated two-factor authentication, she actually changed her phone number as well. So that was going to a phone that she no longer had in her possession.
Right.
This is mistake number one. Mistake number two that she made, that Apple would normally go along and say, you know what, we'll send it to the email address that you have here if you can't access through the phone. Good idea, isn't it, Paul?
It is.
Unfortunately, she hadn't had access to that email account for a couple of years either. So she's really hung out to dry now. So she has a phone that phone calls can come in, go out. Text messages can come in, go out. That's about all this $1,000 phone can now do. So we contacted Apple support. They ran through everything that I did for a start to try and get it back. In the end, what you do is you've got to go along and find the receipt for when you bought the phone. You're going to have to send that to Apple to actually know. So they know it's you. This stops theft. That's why we do all of these things.
Mm.
But keep your information up to date. If you're going to swap phone numbers, if you're going to change your email address, it's the first thing that you should do. Because this woman essentially has a brick now that makes phone calls.
Oh, dear.
So she's going along trying to find the receipt for it so you can go along and try and get access back to her account. But keep your information up to date.
Good stuff. We're talking with FabFM tech guy Richard Pascoe, as we do on the podcast every single week. Great information about tech items, your phone, your computers. And of course, we'll give you Richard's website as just before we leave so that you can check out all that great information. Richard, do you lock your smartphone with a passcode? Well, doesn't everybody?
No. Believe it or not, Paul, I've had a rush of people in the last few weeks that I've seen and talked to that they're not doing it again. It's all too hard for me to put it in. The passcode, the PIN, the fingerprint protects your phone and your information on there. And it protects theft as well, because no, people don't steal phones like they used to because they can't get into them when they've got that password, PIN number or fingerprint check on there as well.
Oh, you know, dear, oh dear. I can't imagine anybody not having their phone with some sort of PIN. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous. It just means everybody can use your phone. I mean, that's nonsensical.
I understand that. So, you know, strangers, relatives, work colleagues can pick it up, start playing with your banking apps, your email account, all your social media apps on there. So I say to these people, don't be lazy. Put one on there. So, you know, if you put it down, someone picks it up and wanders off with it, you will lose the phone, but not your life. And because we store everything on there. So please lock your smartphone.
Great idea. Now, the crap tech item of the week, it's called a Zoom tablet.
It is Zoom, the company that everybody seems to be using for all their video conferencing at the moment, are getting into the tablet business. And the question that we ask is why? They've given it a great name. The name is called Detend Me.
Detend Me.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it, Paul?
It's horrible.
D-T-E-N-M-E. Honestly, dreadful name on there as well. Steve Jobs would be spinning at the moment. It has a 27-inch screen for a tablet. Now, can I just say, good luck slipping that in your bag.
That's a biggie.
That's a whopper of a tablet. So it's made by a company that makes video conferencing hardware. It's got a standalone device. It's a standalone device. It's got a touch screen on it, as most tablets do, 1080p display. Microsoft Surfaces have got a better display on them. Three cameras, 8 microphones on there as well. You can use it as a whiteboard.
It sounds like a television studio in a box.
It does. You can link it to your calendar of meetings, so they appear in the sidebar, whoop-dee-doo. And it does a thing called ultrasonic pairing. If you want to pair it between your tablet and your laptop or your smartphone, in case you want to share your screen, you're not going to want it with this at all. It does a thing, ultrasonic pairing. Sounds good, doesn't it, Paul?
It does, it does.
This goes by, it emits a sound between 18 to 22 kilohertz, which is inaudible to most people's ears, to connect between the tablet and your smartphone and computer. Can I just say, if you thought you had problems with Bluetooth, wait till you do this. Oh, so it's dreadful. Now, you're going to ask me a question.
Yes, and I know the question will be, how much is this? Is that correct?
No.
Oh, okay.
Does it do anything else apart from Zoom?
It doesn't do anything else, just Zoom.
Just Zoom.
Oh, well, now we've got to ask the price. How much is this thing?
$857.
Wow.
Can I just say, you'd be better off just putting Zoom on your smartphone, your tablet, your yes. traditional computer at the moment, and avoid the 27-inch jumbo tablet like the plague, because it's like you're carrying around a TV set.
Oh, well, I was going to say, it's like owning your own television station for $857, but it only does Zoom.
Only does Zoom, because it runs some obscure operating system on there that Windows, nothing else runs on there at all, people. So this will be out next month. I don't think it'll sell at all.
No, it's a crap tech item of the week. And by the way, talking of tablets, do you know who was... I know the very first person to use a tablet in the world.
Moses.
Oh, you've just screwed up my joke. You've just stuffed my joke up. Yes. What an anti-climax.
Should we do it again?
No.
I don't know, Paul.
No.
Who was it?
No, you stuffed up my joke. Anyway, never mind.
It could have been Charlton Heston.
No, forget about it. Don't make it worse. You're digging into a bigger hole, son.
He said, oh, you can take this tablet, but you will never take my gun. So, yes, that's what Moses said, wasn't it?
I think it was. Did he part? And he parted his hair, or was that the sea? Anyway, it doesn't matter. The fact is, of course, you have a website, and what is it?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Next time, can you, when I do a joke, pretend like you don't know?
I'm sorry, Paul.
That's all right. I'll see you. See you next week.
See you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All the best.
See ya.
No, see you.
No, okay, bye.
Bye.
You should put all this on the podcast as well.
It is on the podcast. Shut up.
It is. Okay, bye.